This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that signals the start of the show. Welcome to Twin Cities Double Up, the podcast. So nice, you're going to want to listen to it twice. I'm your host, Mr. Brock, and I'm here today with Ivan, the wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Ivan, why don't you tell the people at home, who are you, where are you from, and what do you do?
My name is Ivan. What were the questions again?
Who are you?
That should be an easy one. My name is Ivan. I'm 32 years old. I live here in the North St. Paul, Minnesota. And what I do is I wrestle.
You wrestle. And what is your stage name?
I am the King of Panda Style, Eric Only.
Eric Only. What is Panda Style?
Panda Style is a little something that I actually had a lot of help thinking about, actually, because at first I didn't even know. I just came up.
That was like the name of this show. We started calling it Double Up, and man, it just sounds good and took some form.
Yeah, it just took a lot of thinking from like other people. And Panda Style is still undescribable, but I feel like I'm in the right direction on how to actually explain it.
Did you have like any childhood connection to pandas?
No. Not at all.
Did you watch Kung Fu Panda?
I have watched all four of them. Fourth one was...
It was really boring.
Honestly, yeah. I think it's because they didn't have the actors of the Furious Five in there.
I'll be honest, though. I didn't see any of the first three, and I kind of just assumed I knew the plot. And I was correct. I did. Could figure most of who each person was.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wasn't that into it. I bet if I loved the character a little more, I would have been more engaged.
Yeah, that's probably on me. Yeah, I think it was just the chemistry between Poe and... the little weasel chick.
Hey, you think they're done with those?
Oh my gosh, I don't
never,
think so.
Right?
No.
Never. Movies are never done.
Oh no.
Ever.
I would say, I mean, if they can make more Toy Story movies after the third one, I mean, yeah, they're going to continue on with that kind of stuff.
All right, we're going to circle back to wrestling.
Yes.
You got my mind watering. No.
Yeah.
Later. I want to talk movies now with you.
Oh, I love movies.
Yeah,
trust me.
Great. Okay.
I can talk about that for
Okay, since ever. We're on the topic of series.
Yes.
You just said you'd love another Toy Story series. What's another series you're a big fan of?
Oh, my goodness. Definitely am a fan of John Wick, the John Wick movies.
Who isn't?
Oh, my God. I've ever since the first, I think I liked the first one a lot better because it kept it simple. you know. Definitely kept it simple. It was just a guy looking for revenge for his dead dog.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's all they needed for that story, and it came out incredible.
It kind of had the Die Hard thing, though. Like, the first one was just so solid and perfect, but then, like, he was such an exaggerated character. It was like, let's just take, like, give me more John McClane. And that's what Die Hard was. By the last one, like, he was just insane.
Oh, yeah.
And same with John Wick.
Yep, exactly. Where, like, after the second movie and third movie, like, they were in different countries at that point and stuff like that, where everything in the first movie just was kept just in that
deeper,
one.
Man.
I know.
He had so many debts to pay and get repaid.
It's definitely still an interesting story to actually, like, of John Wick and, like, his involvement with that underground kind of things. And, yeah, I just love those movies so much.
Yeah, I thought of a good wrestling shtick with John Wick because I love him so much.
Yes.
And I have shirts myself that would say, like, I stole John Wick's car and killed his dog.
Oh, God.
Or said, like, I'm the guy who stole John Wick's car and killed his dog, right?
Like, how are you alive at that
point? Right? You know, like, kind of badass, like, challenging John Wick.
Yeah.
And then someday, Keanu hits me up in the ring, and every dream of mine that I've ever had comes true.
You might as well just, like, lay down on the mat at that point.
Oh, seriously. And I heard he's good at guns in real life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just lay down.
He's probably a nice guy. I don't know. I didn't see the new Sonic. Did you see the new Sonic?
I haven't seen the new Sonic yet.
Did you see the other ones?
I have watched the first one, and I believe I saw the second one also, but I don't remember it that well.
Okay.
So it was kind of wild, but I think they're also really good movies.
Okay, why don't you hit me with like three movies off the top of your head? These are Ivan movies that he loves. Kind of defines what kind of movies you like.
Oh my gosh, my favorite movies. That's a really loaded question.
Make it broad. You can keep going. Just keep going. I won't hold you to any of them.
One of my
they suck.
Hopefully they don't suck. Yeah. Let's see. Well, I mean, there's different categories of, like, movies I love that I like, of course. I'm really starting to get back into horror.
Okay.
So, yep. I'm really doing a lot of research with, like, horror movies and stuff like that, because I kind of want to, like, broaden my...
Do you know Clifton Taylor?
Clifton Taylor?
Apex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever watched his horror stuff he's doing? Like, the Friday the 13th and Neon Fear, Neon Fear did this Friday the 13th thing? He just released it. It was really cool.
Oh, I didn't actually know
I'll send it to you after this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think there's a part two coming out. You should connect with him, man. He's into that horror stuff, too. Super nice guy as well.
Clifton Taylor, yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off. So, horror movie, which one are you into?
Terrifier.
Oh, you bastard. I
love the Terrifier movies.
You know... Again, you got to go back to some old Coal Mine episodes, because, again, I know you didn't listen to anything. That's okay.
Yeah,
we killed Coal Mine. You're not supposed to. I would have slapped you. But the Terrifier came up a lot. It was, like, Cole's favorite movie, and he was weird to watch it with, because he'd, like, stim during it.
Oh, like kind of...
bounce, like, yeah, man, this is great, while, like, a woman's getting sawed in half upside down. And it made you feel really uncomfortable to watch, like, ooh, what did your childhood do to you?
Yeah.
Like, it was weird.
Oh, yeah.
And then just because of that, he made me watch both of them in a row. I hated it.
Really?
But I can recognize. I like the grindhouse. I like that kind of feature.
Oh, yeah.
Great. I watched the third one, and I'm like, okay. They just keep going, huh? I wasn't in love with it. Didn't hate it. I don't know. Would you want a fourth?
I think they already making a fourth.
Obviously. Yeah. They'll keep going. They can.
Oh, yeah. They can. But I don't know. I think I read somewhere on Facebook, so it might be actually true or not.
I think Art's coming. I just saw he was at some convention around here, oddly.
I don't...
I'll let you know. I'll tell you.
Is it Twin Cities Con, I believe?
No, I don't even think it's something that big. It was a little one.
Oh, a little one. Probably like, I don't know, like the Spring Con or... No, that's not
spring. I'm going to have to find a way to plug it since I mentioned it on there. Okay, Terrifier's good. Okay, I'll name a couple other categories.
Okay.
How about comedy? What's your favorite comedy?
Oh, my gosh.
I think this says a lot about someone.
So,
you can name a few.
So I definitely have like different types of comedy that I like.
More subcategories.
Because I know there's two different the two different types that I've noticed is dirty comedy, of course,
sure,
and just slapstick comedy,
sure.
And I as much as I like the kind of you know, like the sex like sex jokes and stuff like that, you know, that dirty comedy and stuff like that, because it's super funny, to the point where my favorite comedy movie of all time is actually Superbad.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Respectable.
That's so funny. It's just.
Could you relate?
Can I relate? No, I wasn't a really popular kid at that age.
Did you buy booze or try and sneak booze ever?
Pretty much, yeah.
You relate to that part. They weren't popular either. You watched the wrong movie.
Well, I mean, they went to like parties and stuff like that. I wasn't really like a party guy, you know.
Yeah, but you turned out all right.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. You're on podcasts now. And I know, wrestling.
I know. People are actually going to know me.
That's right.
Yeah.
And let's get to know more. I kind of want to go back to movies later, but I want to circle back, remind people who we're talking to.
Yes.
Eric only.
Yes.
King of Panda Style.
The King of Panda Style, yeah. Which originally wasn't supposed to be King of Panda Style. It was supposed to be just Panda Style.
Hmm.
You know, just, I think.
Did you have a contender for that was challenging you?
No, actually, it was just given to me. Like, I believe it was JP from Wrestle Verte. I don't know if you've seen any other stuff. Yeah. He's really cool promotion to actually work for, and I'm honored to work for JP.
Are you going to be there on February 1st?
I will be, actually.
You will be? You wrestling?
Yep, I am wrestling. I'm going to be taking part of the Triple Threat tag team match for the titles.
Who else in that?
It's going to be the Summit, the self-proclaimed tag team champions, even though that they did not win those titles.
Ooh.
They were just given to them by Ricky Norton. The Reverend, right? Let's go by Rev or Reverend. Probably Reverend. Who else? Oh yeah, the Family. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oliver Williams is a little group that he has on Northern Lights Wrestling. So,
yeah.
So yeah, so they're gonna be taking part of it. Two of their members.
Yeah. He yelled at me last time at a match when I was walking by him.
Oh really? What do you say?
Sit down. You know what I said? Shut up! I kept walking. That's right. I'm calling you up, buddy.
Yeah.
You got beef with them, don't you?
A little beef with them right now.
Oh, I love it. Let's talk shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go.
So, Oliver Williams, he, for as much appreciation that I have that you let me join the family, God damn, you're annoying in my ear.
Yep. You.
Yes. Friggin' Oliver Williams, man. He just thinks the world about himself, and he thinks he rules the world just because he put a couple guys together. And
ooh.
Yeah,
you heard it right here on Twin Cities Double Up. We're calling you out.
Yeah,
yeah. Challenge accepted. Come on the show. Let's talk.
Come on.
Yeah.
Try it.
And again, Oliver February Williams. 1st, we're gonna get to see some Panda Style in the ring.
Yes.
What are the chances to take a swing or two at him?
Oh my gosh! I mean, I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to, but I've learned from previous matches where he was at the side of the ring where maybe I shouldn't pay attention to him.
Yeah.
As much as I want to punch him in the face again.
I got a baseball bat right
look
here.
Look at that.
Should I bring this?
Oh yeah. Huh?
You like that?
Just wear a.
There's no rules for me if I'm a fan. I don't work for Northern Lights yet.
Yes.
John.
Gene. John. You're already at his shows for Doghouse, so that's might right. as well. What's
that's
going?
Right. That's right.
So might as well go to
Northern. So you got February 1st coming up. Yes. Very exciting match. I know a lot of people are excited for that one.
Oh.
I have a feeling that one will sell out, actually.
We are promoting the hell out of that show.
Well, and when people saw the hardcore stuff that's going to happen, Jason Rage.
And Salem Lasher.
And Salem Lasher.
Yep.
Well, I've never seen Salem Lasher. I'm excited.
I've seen him a couple times. He's really good, actually.
Yeah, that's going to be a crazy weekend because I think we have the MAW show.
Mm-hmm.
The big return of Rampage Santana.
Oh, I've never seen. I don't think I've ever seen him live. Actually,
are you going to the event?
Oh gosh,
January 31st. You have no excuse. Yeah. 7 p.m. in Bloomington. Get out there. MAW is going to put on a heck of a show. Rampage Santana is taking on my favorite All Steel, Justin Fowler. Mm. Last year they had a best of three series that really I give that a lot of credit for what drew me into wrestling. Was seriously that series. I got so engaged with those, and those two are just titans, just beasts. So, yeah, I'm very excited for that. And then nice. We have a Doghouse show, I believe, that following Sunday. Are you going to be a part of that?
February 2nd, yep, I will be a part of that also.
It's going to be a busy weekend, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Bang, bang.
I've had, I think it was just recently from October to November, where I literally had a show, like, every week.
That's impressive, man.
Yeah, I know, and I it's crazy to think about, because, like, I haven't really been wrestling for too long, and already I'm doing, like, in the span of 2 months, I had, like, I don't know, like, six shows a week.
Well, let's go back to that. So, how long have you been wrestling?
So, as I just learned, just by looking back at my Instagram, I have been wrestling since 2021, October 10th was my very first show.
Was that coming right out of COVID then? Where matches just opening up?
Yeah. Because
there had to have been, I wasn't into wrestling then. There had to have been a time where wrestling shut down, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Good year, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Everything everything but the big companies, you know, like WWE, AEW.
And even that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was weird. This little, their little, what did they call it? Not Biodome. Something dome. Yeah. It's just something.
They tried.
And, of course, like, Tony Khan had had his Daily's Place. So he kind of got lucky that he had his own arena to actually be able to do those shows during COVID. So applaud to him for that.
Shout out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so 7 years ago, how'd you get introduced into the industry?
So, funny enough, my sister actually started dating, and she got married to a luchador. So, luchador is Guerrero Blanco. And he just helped me kind of get my foot in the door for training. I got trained by Black Boy in Richfield, Minnesota, and he trained me for about 2 years, I believe. I want to say maybe like around 2 years, and he just put me in the ring, and it's been history ever since.
How quickly into the relationship with your sister did he introduce himself as a professional wrestler?
Kind of right away.
So I'm curious on that.
Actually, kind of right away.
You kind of have to, don't you?
Because she met him at a wrestling show. So he was already in. So she just fell in love with him.
It's me, right? And show his face.
Like, oh my gosh.
Is he wearing a mask?
He doesn't wear a mask all the time, but he does wear a mask for wrestling. Was he at that show
when she saw him?
I believe so.
That's blind love.
I know, right? Like, even like couldn't not even being able to see his face or anything. Like, it's like almost like a Spanish soap opera kind of thing.
It is. That's beautiful. And they're still together today?
Yeah, they are still together
today.
The
kids?
No, actually. But my sister.
That's a weird question for me to ask about that.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Let's get personal.
I love it, right? Well, shout out to them. That's a beautiful love story. I hope it continues.
Oh, I hope so, too.
And the cool story about you getting into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still wrestling?
Yes, he's still active with Black Boy and everything.
Yep. Great.
So they do a couple of shows a year for now, but hopefully. But I mean, they were at the first show for Wrestle Verte.
Okay.
They did the little Lucha Libre match that for some other. When did I do it? Why did I do it? Oh yeah, I was with Oliver at the time. Why I did it? But I interfered in that match. So to kind of like
that name just. Fires me up.
I know. Freaking Oliver Woods.
Where's the bat?
I know. Every single time. Every time. Bring that bat out for him.
That's right. That's going to be weird for the podcasters to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like,
just a little growl.
You have to actually.
Just know if I growl, I'm holding the bat aggressively. Just picture it in your head.
It's like hearing sounds of, like, construction. You don't know, like, where they are in the construction, but if you hear a drill, they're like, oh, they're in the nailing process or in the screwing process or whatever.
Interesting analogy.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that you're hitting the meat and cheese tray. We talked about this before the show. I'm beginning to call this the Icarus Challenge. I'll show a little couple clips of that. I had Icarus Allen's again, Alexander on the show for a very fun show. And homeboy demolished an entire meat and cheese tray right before our eyes during the show. And I've challenged Ivan right here to see if he can do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm already halfway through.
You've made some moves before. People don't even see what's going on back here, and I don't think we have the best camera angles, kind of hidden. But he's put some dent in it already. You're doing well.
Yeah, a little bit. Now you already have a space right here.
Okay. Well, you keep at it, buddy. Okay. So, what's the future of wrestling look like for you? Obviously, you're getting busy.
Yes.
What would you say is, hey, this is the spot I want to be at. I've made it.
Oh, good.
Where's that for you?
Honestly, my goodness, because until I win like an actual heavyweight champion, I think that will probably be like the top. I just want to have that feeling, of course, yep. And everything of like winning like some type of champion and
for sure.
In indie wrestling and stuff. Because oh my gosh, just I believe that. I don't even know where I was going to go with that thought.
I think that's enough of an answer, right?
Yeah,
that's
Everest. I think so.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I think it's in your future.
Yeah,
like I think you said, so. You've been filling your time.
Yeah,
you're busy already this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why, but the mid-card titles have always been more of like the more valuable ones. To
I agree,
me, honestly, because you only see like heavyweight champions like being defended like probably like what like. and the big shows like WWE and stuff like that, they're only defending on like pay-per-views and stuff.
Well, and you know what's funny? And I mean, I love ton of the main fights and all that, but the mid-cards are really some of my favorites. Because honestly. And it's kind of like college football. Mm-hmm. They have to earn their spot a little harder, mm-hmm. right? So they work way harder in that match because they want to go up,
oh, yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
So I always think those mid-card ones, you get the surprise. It never fails. It's a guy I haven't seen before. I watch him mid-card. Oh, he's good, yeah. right? And then you're excited for him, and like, why isn't he getting these fights? But mm-hmm. I get it. I mean, it's yeah, it's an industry.
Oh yeah, I've always loved those, and yeah, I've always like kind of pulled towards more of like the mid carders and stuff like that, just because like they're the most interesting, like actually like characters yeah. of wrestling and stuff.
Yeah, and it's always fun then when one day you all of a sudden see them at the top, and you remember the days when they really hustled there.
No, oh, yeah, it would love. I would love to have that type of story kind of happen soon, no. maybe.
I love it. You're on course, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we haven't done in a while, I'm so excited to hear, and we kind of did a twist on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, old Ooh. Segment from Twin Cities Double Up, Burning Questions.
Burning Questions.
We've split the deck in half this time. We're going to go rapid fire.
Oh, yeah.
All right, one's going to ask the other a question.
All right.
Ivan here claims he can answer questions on the spot, but we're going to really go through these. How many do you think we could do? What's the challenge?
Let's go with the 10th card first. And then I think
did you collect Pokemon cards? I was gonna say you're opening them like that, right?
A little bit, you know, just like the regular.
Right, you gotta flip the third, right, or something.
Let's go with the 10th card, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, you're starting
7, 8, 9. This is the 10th card right here.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna signal the music, and this is upside down for me. I hope I found the right one. Yeah, I did.
Oh yeah!
What?
Funky. All right.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right. I will give you honors. You can ask me the question first.
First question.
Hold on. Ready? Okay. I got to do this.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see where we're going. All right. First question. What's the longest you've ever gone without taking a shower?
Oh, yeah. I covered this in the past on the show. This might shock you. 17 days.
17 days?
17 days. It was in middle school. I was a little immature. Still am. But one day, I just was like, oh, I wonder how long I could go without taking a shower.
Oh, God.
Nobody challenged me. There was nobody else who encouraged it.
Just your own thought.
Just thought, like, I wonder how long. Dude, I was, like, doing hockey practice and playing outside. And it was summer.
Mm-hmm.
Summer. I was a middle school boy.
Oh, God.
I remember a sleepover. This is probably why I showered the next day, because I was about to lose friends. Mm-hmm. I had a sleepover at Mike Machuda's house, and everyone was just so unhappy with my smell. They were spraying me up and down with cologne and all that. And again, everyone was like, nobody has challenged you to do this.
Like, this is your own bed.
Yeah.
This is your own bed that you got to lay in.
Ha! Joke's on you. You didn't expect me locked and loaded for that question.
Honestly, no. You could have answered any of these
answer,
questions.
Good answer, bro. All right, are you ready? Better be locked and loaded, buddy.
Let's go.
What of the people in this room, who do you want to trade lives with? Oh, crap, we joked about this one can't be in here.
I know. Wait. Okay. I know that. I mean, it's kind of simple to kind of like trade lives at this point.
Dude, I wouldn't. Mine's really? Pretty messed up.
I don't know.
I'll give you a new one.
All right, let's go.
Hold on. What is your definition of a perfect life?
Oh, perfect life. Just happiness.
Define happiness.
Just happiness is where you find that spot in your life where you can just, you know, just let your mind be free.
What if I found happiness by killing babies?
If it's your thing, man.
Whoa! If you don't draw a line there? You can say no.
I mean, every action has consequences, so if you're going to kill like a bunch of babies.
I do not support the killing of babies.
Absolutely not. Please don't kill babies.
That was gotcha journalism. I tried to get him, but he didn't play ball.
Please don't.
That's from Eric only himself. Yeah. Please don't kill babies.
Please don't.
Just don't kill babies.
Just I'm begging you. Please don't.
Don't do it. All right, my turn. Oh, your turn.
Yes. Next question.
I'm ready.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh. It was Born in the USA for a long time. Little story behind that as well.
Okay.
So I taught English over in South Korea after college. Noribang is a very popular thing over there. Okay. If you're not familiar with it, it's just like a karaoke room. I think it means singing room. Mm. And so after a night out, you end there. They have like bottle service. It's pretty cheap. Everyone's hammered and you sing songs, okay? Mm-hmm. So I was at one with like a school dinner and everyone, like all my teachers, right, when I first got there. And I thought, oh, I'll sing Born in the USA. Like, I'm the only American. This is going to be so cute. I forgot about one line in there. You know what line's in there?
Which one?
To kill the yellow man. Oh. And I was like, oh. I don't think anyone really got it. But like mid-song, it just dropped. But then after that, this is bad. I would always do that song because it was, but not. I wanted to see the reaction. Yeah. I never really got a reaction.
Just to see what type of reaction you can get.
Yeah, I think I started cancel culture and woke culture.
Oh my god!
I know it's like swine flu. I brought it from Korea.
I mean, no one. You never got reported, so I don't know if you actually did start it.
Okay,
well, so I think it officially starts. So you get reported for it.
Is another good answer by me.
Honestly, actually, that was a good answer.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh my god. My celebrity crush. So many.
Ooh, yeah, more than one.
Yeah. I mean, I in all the categories that I watch, like television or any type of media, like wrestling or anything, I mean, you're going to have like someone that
you're going to. Who are your wrestling girls?
Oh, my wrestling girls. Oh god, Toni Storm is one of them for sure.
Okay.
I think it might be just the accent.
Sure. Oh, there's something about it.
Yeah, just there's
something about it.
Something about her accent.
It's, you're right.
It just draws my eyes.
Good.
Gosh, for like some of the for some of the local people and everything, like indie wrestling.
Oh, we're getting real.
I'm actually gonna go with Allie Catch. Allie Catch kind of catches my eye a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, she's.
Is there a romantic future there?
Oh, I hope so.
She dig the panda style?
I mean, if she loves pandas, I mean, she's going to love me.
Aww. And who hates pandas?
Exactly. I was going to say, who doesn't love pandas?
Do you think pandas ever attack people? You don't hear about that.
You don't hear about them, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, they
got to be aggressive.
They're still wild animals.
They're bears.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But you just never see one clawing someone.
No, they never show the clawing videos or anything like that. They just show the nice little cute panda rolling, falling down, just being clumsy little guys.
Well, beware of pandas.
But yeah,
especially this one.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you haven't seen my hardcore match, I definitely prove that pandas can be vicious.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. So I think it's my turn.
Yeah, it is.
You gonna do a little song?
Oh gosh, man, you get this show.
Yeah, let's do it.
What?
There you go. What is your, I guess this one can be kind of a broad question. What is your biggest fantasy?
Ooh, jeez, yeah.
No,
dirty.
No subtext. No,
it's not dirty.
No, absolutely not. It doesn't
the biggest say. Fantasy. Pretty simple, actually. Bully Brandon and I talk about this a lot, is honestly opening like our fantasy factory.
Oh.
Like Rob Dyrdek style.
Okay.
Like a cool warehouse. Like, it has skateboarding stuff in there. It has wrestling stuff in there. It's going to be a dog rescue.
Mm.
It's just going to be, like, a cool hangout.
Oh,
it'll be fun for wrestlers to be coming in and out of that, and you can just go in and train, like, with your buddies and stuff.
Dude, that would be
kind of self-supported, as a nonprofit, because we are going to try and look into opening a nonprofit this year. Make it official with Bully Brand. It's very exciting.
Imagine having shows at that place, actually.
Don't you think?
I think it would actually, like, help out, like, the dogs and everything, too.
No, that's the whole plan. Bully Brand is right now still doing all they can to donate to those dogs, so every time you buy a shirt for them, remember, purchase your Bully Brand clothing. A lot of that goes to relocating dogs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this year, we're making some big moves with Bully Brand, so pay attention to everything going on.
Okay, yeah. Follow them on Facebook. I do. Follow them on Instagram. I also follow them on everything that I can find them on,
at least. That's right. And you would be a fool not to right now. Mm-hmm. If you're subscribed to their YouTube page, you'll be entered into a drawing, and I think 333 people of the first 1,000 subscribers are winning Bully Brand prizes.
Oh, wow.
You'd be a fool not to do so.
Can you say what type of prizes, or is it kind of a secret kind of thing?
Ranges from everything.
Oh, wow.
Sticker to way bigger stuff.
Ooh. So smallest thing is at least a sticker, so that's still pretty cool.
That's right. They're great stickers.
Oh, I've seen
you're getting something just for pushing the button, people.
Exactly. Don't complain.
Why would you not? And it's great contact.
Mm-hmm.
And man, you're going to see a lot of the cool things we're doing this year. We got Ink Fusion coming up in March. We're going to do a tattoo convention there. A lot of wrestling coming up. You'll be hearing about. You'll see Bully Brand all around there.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, who's asking the question? Is it me?
I believe it's your turn. Yeah. It is my turn.
What? Ooh. When I'm drunk, I like to eat.
Oh, God. It's a good thing that I'm not drunk, like, ever so often. Only, like, I can't even remember the last time I got drunk, but even if I'm not drunk, I still eat.
That's true.
But if I were to get drunk, I think I would want something like kind of like greasy or something like
that. Taco Bell?
Oh, no. Probably not Taco Bell. Not greasy enough. I would go for like a like
White Castle? That's like the greasiest you can get.
No, I'm going with Domino's pizza.
Oh, that's really greasy.
Yeah.
Good call.
Get some nice just like
all right, marinara sauce. That round goes to you. I'll give it to you.
All right. Yeah. Got you a good
answer. What? That was a good answer.
Oh yeah, definitely got you a good answer.
I like the giggles.
Okay.
Fearless.
Let's see how truthful you can be.
Oh gosh.
Have you ever tasted a booger?
Oh yeah, as a kid, obviously.
Oh yeah,
you had to.
I feel like if you were
ever a little gross kid. Though. Like, do you like think about that? Why did we do it?
Oh god,
dude, Cole used to eat his boogers on the show.
Oh, that's we'd gross. Catch him.
Yeah, he's a grown man.
Did he ever explain like how it tasted?
Well, no, I didn't ask. Odd.
The only
do you want to know?
No, I mean, if you're like curious.
I had to have.
I think that's the only thing that I remember about a booger when I was a little kid is saltiness.
Oh!
Definitely some saltiness.
Oh, everybody loses with that question. What?
Heck yeah.
What's your favorite hobby?
Ooh, my favorite hobby. One thing that I really like to do, you know, to kind of like clear my mind is just go walking. You know, I love walking. Recently, since it's so damn cold outside right now, I've been just going to the Mall of America and just walk.
Ah!
Like, sometimes I would go into a store or something catches my eye.
Hit me up when you're going walking next time.
Oh, my gosh. I'll meet up
with you. I really do. I was thinking about doing that the other day, too.
Really?
Yeah, when it was really cold. No, oh. my buddy Benny, like, really got me into hiking this summer.
Yeah.
And on top of that, just going on walks.
Okay.
So peaceful.
Oh, my gosh.
Good conversation.
Yep.
I could probably get some insight on panda style.
Oh, possibly. If you go to the right forest.
Dude, do you train in the forest when you're on your walks ever?
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever done that? Like a Footloose style training? Like where you're just like walking around? You should.
Oh my gosh. Like, I don't think so. There are too many twigs. We're going to the wrong places, I believe.
Dude, I do a lot of dancing in my apartment by myself. You know that? I gotta get used. I gotta get more limber.
I mean,
that's my problem.
I mean, you definitely have to use the, what's it called? You definitely have to use the,
space?
Yeah, the space.
I have a lot of space with it, don't I? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See my tumbling mat? It's for my rolls.
For your rolls?
I don't think my neighbors below me like me.
How do you feel about your rolls, actually?
Horrible.
Horrible?
Well, not really. I wish I was better. Still learning.
Okay.
The right arm and left arm. I kind of suck.
Oh, I hate
you. I don't hate it, though. I really don't. I mean, the biggest thing was the handstand bump. I hated the handstand bump.
Oh, really?
Oh, I was so scared. And the first two times I did it, it went right in my face. Mm-hmm. Like, didn't lock my arm, so I did what everyone does.
Yep.
And I had a lot of weight. That was, like, my first round in October when I was going, and I had probably 20 more pounds hit me because I was bigger then.
Oh, gosh.
But you then when I went back. What's that?
You didn't do the worm, like, movement or anything? You just fell straight on your face?
Oh, right on my face.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah,
it's right. Embarrassing. Everyone's watching. Everyone asked if I was okay. I was like, obviously not.
You didn't have a crush or anything like that in the audience, did you? Or in the class or anything? You didn't look stupid in front of her?
No. Well, I don't think there was. I don't think we've had a girl in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's interesting. Guys. I'm surprised. And you're trained too, girls?
I've trained with girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're just as good as the boys, of course.
Oh, probably. I bet they're better at flips and stuff.
Oh my gosh, there was one time. Who was it? I can't remember what her name was, but she was part of the class, and like even she did like some of the roles like a lot better than some of the other guys.
Oh yeah.
So.
Well, it's surprising who's really good at them, who isn't, right?
I know, right?
I mean, those handstand bumps though, I finally did them. I feel well, I'm terrible at them, but I don't land on my face. I can flip over. I'm getting good at, is it the cockroach, the dying cockroach, where you slap the mat?
Oh, yep, the dying cockroach.
I think that was a sharky thing, wasn't it? I think it was. That's what I heard.
I just heard the slap the mat. I never heard any of those,
the dying
any
cockroach. Of those
other ones.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Actually. Was your answer walking?
Oh, no, wait. We were talking about the booger, weren't we?
Oh, no. Did we talk about boogers or walking?
No, the walking. So, yeah, your thing. So, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Sorry. Short dyslexia. What would your best friend say is your best quality? Your fashion, probably.
Oh, no, he wouldn't. He criticizes it frequently. Especially the wristbands.
People
hate them.
People hate them?
Yeah.
Dude, they're so useful, especially if you're like working out and stuff like
that. Thank you.
Yeah.
One, for saying that. And I'll tell you a little story. I've told people about this. Mm. I originally started wearing them, one, because I missed the look. Yeah. I said, I missed it in the 90s when people did that. And so I got some, put them on, just tried it. Mm-hmm. But it pissed my kid off. And he was like, oh, you look like a dork. So I'm like, I'm going to do it all the time now. So I did it all the time. And then I really fell in love with it. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my hands used to fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Until I started wearing them more. And then I guess, I was looking into it, if you keep this part warm all the time, your circulation's better.
Oh.
So it actually does provide some health benefits, and I love them.
I kind of feel like I need to start doing that
again.
Dude,
rock some wristbands.
When I was in middle school, I used to wear... I was an emo kid when I was in middle school. Like, I had the... what's it called? I had the hair and everything. I had... I skated.
Can I send you home with two?
Oh, that would be so awesome. Can you do awesome.
Yes. Are you going to rock them?
Oh, hell
start
yeah.
Start rocking them.
Dude.
Okay, I want to see it. We're taking it back.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely
taking it back. Bully Brand is potentially making some this year.
And even if it can make... Yes. Oh, if you could go old school and make the checkered ones.
Yeah.
Remember those ones? The real emo kid ones?
Oh, okay. Bully Brand. That's my ideas.
I love those.
See, wristbands were fun.
Look at that.
Don't you feel good in them?
Oh, my gosh. It feels so snuggy.
Yeah, your wrist feels supported.
Oh, yeah.
I think I should get some wristband sponsorship. Does anyone out there sell wristbands?
Oh, my God.
Or want me to do it for them?
I'm pretty sure Zumi still sells them.
do I have to go into Zumi's then?
Oh, probably.
Hey, bro, how's your day going? Oh, cool. You just shopping? Sweet. Oh, nice, man. Rad.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you in heaven?
Oh, my gosh.
Believer. I should just have a huge stockpile from here on out and try and get every guest to become a believer.
Just make a pyramid right here.
I did. Did you like how I had them on ready to go in there? In the packaging?
Honestly, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, they're packages.
I thought they were like in your pocket or something.
No, I have more in there. I keep them down there.
Oh, so snug.
I have a wristband drawer.
That's how you know that you should bring them back.
No, that's how I know I'm single and divorced.
Okay. There's your best quality right there that you were supposed to answer about.
Was that what the next thing was? Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
That was your question.
I didn't even answer it.
No.
I think, on the same level, how do you say eccentric as your best quality? I think I'm animated. I think I'm lively.
Oh.
I think I provide entertainment.
Honestly, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I can definitely agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What is something you hate that everyone else loves?
Oh, God. Probably, like, the music that gets played on the radio constantly. A lot of people, a lot of other people love it and everything. It's, I'll admit it's catchy, but I'm an old school guy.
What kind of music you listening to?
Oh, my gosh. I can listen from, like, the soft sounds of Woody Nelson.
Yeah.
And then the next minute I could be listening to like freaking Slayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything in between. I'm a metalhead definitely. Sure. So a lot of metal mostly. But I'm always into like
good thing you got those wristbands.
Man. I know.
It's gonna go far in the metalhead industry.
Gosh, what's his name? I keep forgetting his name. The lead singer of Metallica.
Lars?
No, that's the drummer. Yeah. Mitch Hedberg?
Sure.
Something
Mitch
like
Hedberg?
That. Hedberg.
The comedian?
Yeah, the comedian. That guy. Sorry. I was thinking Mitch Hedberg for some odd reason because he still has the long hair. But yeah, I think he still wears those. Wears wristbands.
Bringing them back.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing them back.
So, what was the question one more time?
You said music. That's what you didn't like.
Yeah,
music.
Today's that's a good question. Basically, today's radio music.
I kind of feel the same. I feel like my music taste stopped in, 2005.
Honestly, yeah. Until I found like metal, I just stopped listening because I used to listen to a lot of like early 2000s rock and stuff like that. You know, like that type of rock, whatever played on the radio. But then once I like started hearing those songs constantly, it just kind of bored me. So I kind of expanded my musical taste at that time, and that's when I listened to like metal to hip hop to rap. Even I have odd days for some odd reason where I crave like just alternative music, so I would listen to opera.
Really?
Yeah, like even when I'm working or something like that, you know, just if I'm just like in my own little world, I just like put on some opera and it's super, super awesome.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I can good listen to almost
what
any
what
type.
Music do you walk out to?
Right now I'll walk out to a metal song.
What is it?
Right now it is it's by Sleeping Giant.
Okay.
The name of it is it's in Latin, so that's why I'm kind of having trouble how to pronounce
it. Whatever, you don't need to say it. My follow up question was more what made you choose it? I'm curious about that. What goes into the thought of choosing a wrestling song?
Oh God, for me, I wanted a song that like pump me up.
Yeah.
Because normally I'm not that type of like hype guy or anything like that. Yeah. I'm always just, you know, by myself. Like I'm always the quietest person in the room. And I wanted something to kind of pump me up before I go out there because I always get nervous also. Sure. So just something to kind of get the adrenaline going. And I met the Summit. Derek Fury, he's also a metalhead. And we would exchange songs to each other on like our group chat and stuff like that. And I showed him that song and he loved it. He just fell in love with it. He liked the whole like beginning of it, and then just the hard hitting break when that those drums hit. Mm-hmm. Just that nice like boom sound that's so, it just hits the ear just right.
Again, I'm gonna give you some follow up wrestling questions if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I'm curious about this for myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're walking out,
mm-hmm.
okay, music hits you.
Yeah.
How much time are you giving yourself? I mean, do you have a set path going into the ring every time? Do you have a like people that you know you want to get up to, make sure you get in the mm-hmm. face of, or is it you get out there, let's see what happens?
Honestly, most for me at least, it's just let the moment go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's never I mean,
is there a stop time on when the song is gonna end, or it's on the guy on the soundboard?
It should be on the guy yeah. that's on the soundboard. Of course, a lot of these matches they give us like about like 10 minutes or so, like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that includes when we go go with the entrance and stuff like that. There's some companies that don't do that, like, oh, you have 10 minutes in the ring instead of just your mm-hmm. whatever. So they like to take their sweet time about it. But yeah, for us, it's always the total time that's on the time card, and that's including your entrances. So sometimes we have to kind of do it pretty fast and like, you know, like be ready because we don't get too much time depending on where you are in the card.
Very cool. Glad yeah. we got back into some wrestling talk before we do part two. We got 5 questions left, but
yeah.
just a reminder who we're sitting down here. Yeah. Ivan, also known as Eric Only.
King of Panda Style.
King Eric. Of Panda Style. Working his way up in indie wrestling right now. Genuine pleasure to have him on here. We're having some fun. He's crushing the meat and cheese tray in front of us.
Got some pepper jack on this thing.
We'll get him loaded up right here. And we got 5 questions left. We're doing pretty well. I'll hand it to you. You answered pretty well on the spot.
All right.
I think we're about tied with, I don't know, who's judging this.
Who's doing better?
Yeah, we'll give it. Ready? You ready for round 2?
Go for it.
Okay. I think it's you. Yeah, you start. With a mouthful of cracker.
Oh, God.
It's a bad idea to have you start, wasn't it? I'm going to have to talk over this. This would have been a good time to plug Bully Brand. You should have signaled to me.
Go for it.
Who else I want to plug? We're going to plug... First Timothy barbecue sauce right here. We got this on the tray. This is my buddy Timbo Slice making a little barbecue sauce here. Send some links down there.
I just read the what type of barbecue sauce they are, like the flavors, and yeah, kind of an interesting combination to put peach in there.
Yeah, that's what he does. All homegrown stuff, except the peach probably isn't.
Mm.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that unless I knew. Did you finish your pepper jack?
Yes, I did.
Gosh, I'm flailing here.
Oh, gosh. So this question is going to either... It's going to scare me if you know how to answer this.
Oh, no, let's start it. Let's build it up. Ready? Let's start again. What?
How do you dispose of a dead body?
Oh, easy. There's so many ways. Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know how people get it so wrong dumping it in, like, the ocean. Right? You got to be able to get way deeper in the ocean, mm-hmm. put a whole bunch of blood packets, all this stuff, mm-hmm. sharks, or like something in like gator-infested water. Leave it to the animals.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They eat it all. I mean, you got to find the bones. Well, they probably poop out the bones.
I never understood why a lot of murderers, whenever they dispose of the dead body, they always put it in a river.
Yeah.
I never understood that because, for A, the river is probably not even deep enough.
Just rolling them around?
Exactly. Like, it's flowing, so it's going to carry the body to a shore, and someone's going to find that that dead body, of course, like offshore or something like that. I mean, who's going to miss a body?
That's, again, I think, you know, you plan enough ahead where you're
mm-hmm.
you're doing it, and in Florida, you get a charter boat out in the middle. I mean, there's places that's like 2 miles deep out there.
Oh, yeah.
You can get to.
Oh, yeah.
Of rocks and everything, blood, you track them. I let's try it.
Honestly,
who do you want dead?
Oh, God.
Never mind.
I don't want anybody dead.
Good, good, good. Yeah.
Nobody dead.
Good save.
Okay.
Here you go. This is for you.
Never wanted death upon anybody ever.
Good man.
Yes.
If a genie granted you 3 wishes right now, what would you wish for?
I'm going to pause this one.
Okay.
We're going to put this at the end. We both have to think of it. 3 on the spot, that's a little hard.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be our final question.
Okay.
Get rid of one of your cards.
One of my cards?
Yeah, so we're even.
Dispose of it.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Okay.
One more time. What is one dream you have yet to accomplish?
One dream that I have yet to accomplish.
You have said the holding the belt over your head.
Yes.
Let's see. I mean, there's got to be other things in your life.
I mean, personally, sure. I would love to. Gosh, I've always wanted. Whenever I'm traveling for like wrestling, and we always pass like these like kind of bumfuck nowhere places, and I've always wanted like a house just like in the middle of nowhere.
I love that too. Yeah,
honestly, where your next door neighbor is like 5 miles away. Yep. I think it would be so peaceful for me.
I've hunted land way up north. Mm-hmm. And so you're traveling through towns of like 120 and stuff. And oh, I remember just always looking at these small towns and being like, I could live here.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, you're so far from everything. Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, what do I need? Right, I've accumulated so much stuff at this point, I'm good.
Like, what else? Yeah, like,
and we've become such an instant gratification culture. Like, I don't know, if I need it, I'll go find a way to acquire it. It may take more time, but I shall live.
I know the risks that I take when I live by myself. I've
foraged before, and I can do it again.
And you have a kind of an advantage, because you hunt and everything, so...
Oh, yeah! Plus, I know how to get rid of dead bodies.
Exactly, look at that.
You knew everything.
In the middle of nowhere?
And I've tasted boogers.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, worst question! Why didn't you...
You chose the deck, remember that.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway. Wait, your question.
Okay.
What do you spend too much money on?
Oh, God. Wrestling figures.
Yeah, you collect them.
I collect wrestling figures.
The nice, good ones?
With condition and everything, of like, I'm not a serious collector.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I collect certain ones and everything, but I try not to get like the worst looking one, but okay. I won't get like the best one, you know? Like, if it's good enough for me, I'm good. I just collect them because I just like them. And
you getting like the old school ones from like way back in, like vintage things, or are you getting new ones?
So far, I've only gotten new ones. So I collect certain wrestlers or certain groups, I guess.
Who are you collecting?
Right now, I'm collecting House of Black.
Okay.
Yeah, all the House of Black action figures that they have, to the point where I actually spent $200 on the AEW Supreme Malakai Black.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted that one so bad, and I finally got it. Cost me $200 to do it, but, I mean, I think it's worth it.
I'm a collector, man. I spent $400 on a comic book before.
There you go.
I get it. Don't worry.
There you go.
But...
And it was a good thing that I actually got the Jaxware, like, exclusive one. And I actually got lucky that I ordered that one, like, right when sales opened. Because they were sold out within, like, an hour or two.
Is it a pretty big industry, the wrestling figure collecting industry?
I think so. I mean, to the point where there's, like, conventions just by toys and stuff like that. And even wrestling figures, because wrestling has always been around and... Yeah, it's getting popular.
Have you ever been out to any of those wrestling conventions? Like WrestleCon or any of those?
I've never been to one. They look so fun to do. I mean, I've gone to conventions around here, you know, like the Twin Cities Comic Con or the Wizard Con that they have here. And some wrestlers have come through.
We're talking about potentially doing it. I think it's in April.
Mm-hmm.
Going out there. I think it'd be fun to get a group of like 5 guys out there just to go check it out.
Honestly, like make a little vlog or something like that about
it'd
it.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
It would be so awesome.
Yeah, because we were talking with a partner podcast. I still call it a Lariat. And they might actually come up for that. And if they do, it's Indianapolis, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's
only, I mean, 8 hours. I don't know what it is. 8, maybe more. 8 to 12. We'll put it in that range.
A good amount of time.
Yeah, you get 5 of us in the car, a couple shifts. I'm sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Just go out there. Just
fun.
Yeah.
We'll talk more.
Let's do it.
I think Mr. Anderson's going to be out there doing stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Indianapolis, you said?
Yeah. He'll be out there in April.
Nice.
But then I think we're doing one in New Jersey. That's going to be pretty sick.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, come on. You know what? And I think we went out of order with the cards. I think you have to ask me
two questions?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Double up.
Let's double that up. First one. Okay, this one's good. If money was no object, what would you buy?
Ton of hunting, like ton of land, just
really?
A massive amount of land, as much land as I could.
That would be
just like a huge property.
That's smart.
I would buy up honestly as much property as I could.
Oh,
just be sweet to have.
Honest,
I have hunting land. It's like the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next. Easy.
Not bad. Who's the one person you constantly creep on social media? So who are you creeping on?
A lot of people would probably think like my ex-wife, but no, not at all. I haven't looked at one thing. I don't care. And that's bad, but it's not good for anyone.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, like, unless you're the one that broke up with her.
Dude.
Or she broke up with you or whatever.
You know, and I'll honestly say it. Sean Weiss lately. So I'm creeping on. He's Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I remember him.
No, man. But he's very nice, and we've exchanged a couple messages because he did something for Lucky Duck with a cameo, this tattoo thing. He's really into knives, so I was curious like what his story is, and really cool guy. But it is funny. I'm like, I kind of feel like a fan stalker sometimes when I'm like talking. So like, I'm not like watching stuff all the time, but I do feel like I have to tiptoe around our conversations because I'm always like, want to be like, dude, you're inviting us.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool.
You don't want to be too much of a creeper at that
point. I know, because I failed miserably at that a couple times. I did it with Sinbad. I met Sinbad.
Oh, when
did Sinbad has a copy of my children's book. Well, he probably threw it away right away because it went bad.
Oh.
I did the, it was a meet and greet.
What was it?
He came for a really cool funkity show, comedy and funk show.
Okay.
And paid extra for the meet and greet. There was only like 10 of us there. So everyone did their picture, and then he's just standing by the stairs, and everyone's too afraid to talk to him. But I'm like, once in a lifetime, I'm going to go talk to Sinbad.
Like, might as well.
And so I did have a copy of my book. I autographed it for him and gave it to him. And then I did just the worst fan thing. No. Of like, all I was doing was talking about Jingle All the Way. Like, and it was like the Chris Farley. Like, remember when you were here in Minnesota?
Yep.
It was really bad. And he was really nice. Just shout out to David Atkins. Wonderful man.
I would have probably mentioned, Jingle All the Way because...
First Kid.
Yeah. Another banger. First Kid. Yep.
House Guest. He was great.
Oh, it was an awesome time for him.
He was. He was awesome. Yeah. Good for Sinbad. Keep going, Sinbad. Yeah, we love you.
What is he doing, actually, these days? I know. Is he still doing comedy?
He had, like, a stroke, like, right after he did the comedy thing.
Okay.
I think he's doing all right. Oh, I hope good. So. I'm probably going to look that up soon because I'm curious now myself.
Have you ever thought about like some of those like actors that you remember as a kid but like you don't know where they are or what happened?
Sean Weiss was what his story was crazy over the last 5 years, like they found him again, but he was suffering from like bad addiction stuff and on the streets, and then he's made a great comeback, doing awesome. Like, he's doing really well. He's expecting his first kid.
And, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, super cool story.
And I wish I didn't actually do that because the son from Jingle All the Way, I just like looked up like what happened to him.
Oh yeah, yeah, like Jake Lloyd.
Yeah, Jake Lloyd
from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Wasn't kind to him.
Unfortunately, he didn't grow up very well.
Is he dead?
Or no,
is he
in jail? No, he's I believe in jail.
He's got a couple face tattoos, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think so.
Nothing wrong with
it. No, nothing wrong with it. But
tattoos are cool.
If it's your thing, I just got tatted too.
Did you?
Yeah, I just got tatted last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
I got a little bit more. So I mentioned House of Black; they're my favorite group.
Nice.
And this one artist from Salem, Massachusetts. His name is Sergey. I messaged him saying because I saw that he was going to be visiting Minnesota. Because he was supposed to be at the tattoo convention last weekend, but unfortunately it didn't happen.
What?
So he
rented Villains out. Last weekend?
It
was a Villains tattoo convention.
Yes, the Villains.
Yep.
So instead of going to the convention, he rented out like a little space in a shop in downtown Minneapolis. And I got to messaging him, and he did a little black House of Black inspired piece.
Cool.
It's basically like a hooded figure with like four masks representing all the members of House of Black, and it just looks really, really awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna not ask you to drop your pants and show us now because I'm sick of checking that explicit box when I upload these. But
send us
a picture of that after.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like when you're done, I want to see that because again, Bully Brand and I have been doing a ton of work with tattoo conventions. I'd love to promote whoever Sergey. I'm not familiar with him. He's got to be pretty big.
I mean, I'll send you his
send
Instagram.
It all that.
He's Russian, so he has kind of a weird name that I can't really pronounce.
It's funny,
but it's so awesome because he actually Sergey actually posted my tattoo, and I checked Sergey's Instagram, and I noticed that Malachi Black actually follows him.
They saw it.
Yep, he saw it. He reposted it on his story and everything.
Oh, how cool was that?
It was so awesome, and Malachi Black even has like a little folder on his Instagram of like other people having tattoos and stuff like that of House of Black, and he actually added my tattoo into that little album right there.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it was super awesome, and I felt like super good about it. Even Julia Hart reposted it too, and it was really awesome.
That's a cool thing, man. I mean, that's It's an accomplishment in the industry. You may not have a belt right now, but that's kind of cool, man.
No, I've been following wrestling.
You got known wrestling. By
those guys? Yeah. No, I've been following wrestling for, like, ever, so, like, it's always around me.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know what? The biggest accomplishment is literally doing it.
Yeah.
Because how many people say I want to do it, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, I was tempted to do it, but then I didn't. And I was talking to a lot of, like, the older guys who I interacted with just, like, on the side.
Yeah.
You know, doing all that. And their stories of, like, yeah, I wanted to, but now I'm too old. Mm. And you hear that. That's why I was kind of like, all right, until I'm 40, I can do it.
I mean, I think my trainer, Black Boy, I can't remember how old he is, but he's much older than me.
Do you think it's possible to start older, though? I think I can do it at 37. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. But let's say you start at 45. You think you can jump in?
I think so.
I guess it depends on your physical fitness, totally.
That is true, because at that age, you definitely want to start paying attention to your health and stuff.
Sure.
So if you're going to take a lot of bumps on that type of ring and stuff like that, maybe it shouldn't be a good idea.
Sure.
Unless, of course, go to your doctor. If you say you're healthy enough, go for it.
Amen.
It's never too late.
Amen.
Never too late to take a chair to the face.
All right. On that, let's do one more question each, and then we're going to go to the three wishes.
All
right. That's what I like to end on. A beautiful ending. We'll talk about our wishes are obviously going to be peace, hope, and joy for everyone.
Of course. Nothing but.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think it's me.
No.
Okay.
Yes, because I did the two.
Yep. Is what you're doing now what you always wanted to do growing up?
Honestly, yes. My uncle and I, we started wrestling. We started watching wrestling all the time. I would actually go to his house and actually watch wrestling, Monday Night Raw, even Lucha Libre, like the Mexican channel stuff. And yeah, it's always been in my life, like I said. And for the longest time, I've always dreamt about actually being a wrestler. Never actually thought about doing it as mm-hmm. I got older. But as a kid, I've always wanted to do it, and to actually get that chance to do it, because my sister married a luchador, it's always so real to me.
I'm just curious, literally the moment when in your head you went from there was a dream to I'm actually gonna do this. I assume it was in a conversation with him.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Do you remember that conversation? Do you remember what he said or anything that just made your head all of a sudden click and go, let's chase this dream?
Honestly, I don't think so. It just went. It just came to me.
Okay.
And I just didn't ask questions. I didn't talk about it or anything like that. I just went for it.
You did?
Yeah.
You just went for it then?
Yeah. I mean,
how quick after that were you signed up and starting training?
Almost immediately. Yeah. I would say probably within a week.
Wow. You really went for it.
Oh yeah, really went for it. I met Guerrero Blanco, my brother-in-law, before he even married my sister.
Sure.
So he's been in my family even before he got married. And oh gosh, sorry, my mind kind of went somewhere else.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
sorry. That's what happens. Well, yeah. I was about to say when we're in the coal mine, we're not there. That's what my old show is called. Death's a coal mine.
Yes, death's a coal mine.
Yeah, I like that. You don't even know anything about it.
Sorry, my mom.
It happens, man. It happens. I think you're just getting ready to ask me the last question.
A little bit.
Hit it.
Okay, this is a nice one. What's your favorite smell in the world?
Vanilla's probably up there.
Vanilla?
Yeah, hold on. Let me think, though.
Ooh, vanilla.
Vanilla's got to be a good smell.
That was always...
This is a weird one.
Let's see.
I like certain cigarette smoke smells.
Okay.
And there has to be just the ultimate context when it smells just like my grandparents' home.
Mm.
Because they smoked inside and just has, it's not the worst overbearing, but it's just this tint of cigarette smoke. Okay. I get a whiff of it sometimes.
Do you remember the brand that they used to smoke?
They're still around.
Oh,
they're great. In the 92 and 88. Oh. Still smoking too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let that be a lesson to you kids. Just kidding.
Sometimes.
Genetics.
Honestly, sometimes it actually baffles me that from all the things that I've learned about smoking, it kind of baffles me that that people who've been smoking for that long, it seems like nothing has happened or anything. No health effects.
Yeah. We're still against it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's never, right.
No smoking cigarettes. Tobacco cigarettes.
Hold on. I think you're steering this conversation in a different direction. Speaking of which, we might have a guy from Higher Place on here soon. I'm excited for that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to hear about what's going on with like the marijuana industry in Minnesota. I do. I think it's fascinating that there's a whole bunch of drama going on. That's a good segue. What's coming up? Because I might be meeting up with him tomorrow. Okay. But before we head out, we have the three wishes question. I'm going to give you the honors. No. I'm going to go first because we want to hear from the guest to end it, not me. Okay. I talk way too much. Ready? So you ask me the question.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
And I want to hear your personal answers.
Okay.
So no selflessness answers or anything like that. Like,
oh, gosh, no. I wasn't even going to go there.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. I've been through a shit year. I don't care about people anymore.
You deserve things. Only to certain people.
Yeah.
If a genie granted you three...
I don't know why I'm waiting for the question. You already know what it is. Go on. You got to ask it still. Sorry.
I still have to ask it. It has to be on record.
I just don't need to look like I'm really waiting.
If a genie granted you three wishes right now, what would you wish for?
Right now?
Yes, right now at this minute.
I mean, the quickest and easiest and cheapest one is like $100 million.
Okay.
Or why wouldn't I go like $100 billion, like cash? Right? So I'm going to take that off the table. Okay. Right, that's too easy.
Yeah.
And the supply of cash, I gotta be specific. Can I get a plot of land right away? That's gonna be one.
Okay, plot of land.
Plot of land.
I'll count that one.
It's gonna be tough dealing with genies, though. I think we learned a lot of lessons from horror movies, right? You gotta be really specific on your wish. So how would I phrase that? Like, if I said, like, 100 square foot plot of land, or square acre plot of land...
Honestly, at that point, you're going to have to Google, like, the actual plot of land and give them...
Yeah.
And just give them, like, the actual coordinates. Land,
I don't think people think that about that enough with the genie wish. You got to be... You got to make sure it's really specific so you don't get screwed. So, I don't even know if I'd risk that. I think... You know, I think it's fair to be, like, $1 million. Let's say $1 million max. I'll ask for that right away.
Okay.
That's I don't know why I went back to that. It's because I'm, like, floundering for a really good answer now that I've stipulated too much. I mean, I kind of want that fantasy factory thing.
The fantasy factory.
That'd be fun.
That would be awesome.
Right? Oh, wait. I get wishes. I just need stuff. Oh, yeah.
Easy. I mean, if you're
complete. I got it. I got it. Then I'm done.
Okay.
This is like same answer to what superpower I'd want. Complete control of time. I can stop time, fast forward it, rewind it.
Oof.
I'm good. But my timeline always progresses.
Okay.
So if I mess with it too much, one day you're going to look over. We might be in the middle of the podcast.
That old man.
Holy like crap. 15 years older. And I'd be like, rewind, don't worry about it.
Then all of a sudden you're...
just kidding.
All of a sudden you're a baby. I won't kill you. No, you're good.
But I know how to dispose of a body.
All of a sudden you just turn into a baby. Like, what the heck happened?
No, my body can't go back that way.
Oh, yeah,
only
that's right.
My body progresses forward.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that.
Yep, don't forget. You'll never deal with it. But I could go back and deal with the baby you.
Oh, gosh.
What were you like as a baby?
Please don't. I like my life right now.
That's what a lot of people say when I want to hang out.
Please walk away.
Please don't. Just I like my life away. Right now. Oh, I'm sad. Oh. I'm going to ask you the question now. And I'm asking it again.
All right.
If a genie granted you three wishes right now, what would you wish for?
Oh. I think pretty easy answer. Of course, the money.
Yep.
All the money in the world. Why not? Be the wealthiest person in the world. You can get anything and everything. Yeah. Number two. My goodness. Number two, probably my own private island that's like in like very high up. So like no tsunamis can like get to it.
I thought about an island. Mm-hmm. Do you have to ask for more things on there? Like if I get to an island, I'm going to need a house.
That is true. Yeah.
So
can't build your own house.
Furnished island?
Furnished island.
No, be cool. Here's what I thought. And there's sometimes they pop up in movies.
Okay.
Like an abandoned hotel on an island.
That would be
nice. Wouldn't that be sick?
Honestly, like, that would be nice.
A lot of bad guys' lairs are in there. You know what I'm saying?
Like in which Expendables was it? Expendables
Something 4? That's probably what I saw.
Yeah. Expendables 4, I believe.
Yeah.
That's the one with
Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, yeah. That would actually be pretty awesome. And you get to like build it however you want. But also, you would have to like wish for like the skills to actually do all that.
You have to learn them. But at least you're sheltered.
Exactly. Third one. Oh, gosh. Third. Oh, goodness. Because if you, like, pick the money, you basically set to have anything.
Or no, hold on. Let's go. I'm gonna follow this trail with you. We have good wishes so far.
Uh-huh.
I think we start with island with that hotel on it.
Yes.
Now we add two things.
Each. Add two more.
Two more things. Wishes that we're going to throw on that. I like that island hotel thing. That's a good base.
Okay.
Solid base. The genie can't mess with us on that.
Mm-hmm.
Island with an abandoned hotel on it. Not haunted.
Not haunted.
Maybe a little haunted.
I mean, just
enough. I do have a little ghost in there.
Just enough to tell us, like, stories from back in the day, at least. I think.
Really?
I think it would be nice.
Ghosts, yeah. I want them to kind of freak us out every now and
then. I mean, I want them to speak to us, like, in clear. Like, okay, that's instead fair. Of, like, little messages or something like that.
That always frustrates me, right? In all, like, the ghost shows, why do they speak like that?
Yeah. It's just, like, figuring out a puzzle. Like, just tell me the answer, please.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. We digress.
Yes.
Two more wishes. We'll go back and forth. First thing, what I'd want in that, gonna need to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know where the limits are, but like a big arsenal, ooh, like hunting and fishing supplies.
That would be
big arsenal of that.
That's definitely
that'd be mine. Okay.
I
think that's fair.
And I think the last one should be probably like a really like a yacht, because how are we gonna get off the island?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it until just then.
Yeah.
So
we're not gonna be going. Nope.
What?
By one of the planes.
Oh, yeah. Plane. Yep.
Way better.
Well, I mean, what are we going to fish in?
Dinghy.
Okay, we can make our own dinghy.
There's an emergency dinghy in the plane.
If Tom Hanks can make one in Castaway, yeah, we can make one.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was more into hunting. Well, we solved all of the world's problems and gave the perfect answer to what you'd do if a genie granted you with three wishes. Now, let's remind the folks at home one more time. Who are you? Where you're from? And what do you have coming up?
So, I am the King of Panda Style, Eric Only. I am from the Twin Cities. Currently live in North St. Paul. And what I got coming up is Wrestle Verte, Crimson Hearts. That is going to be on February 1st. February 2nd, the next day, I will be doing Doghouse Wrestling. I forgot what the name of that show is. But
I should know, too.
I know.
Is that a good name, too?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna get in trouble for this.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thanks for doing that.
I will. You'll tag him still, though, right?
No, I'm gonna edit it out.
Oh gosh. Oh god, I totally forgot what it's called. Shoot.
You're good. Oh, where does just stop floundering?
Okay. And after that, I will be doing also Northern Lights Wrestling on February 9th, I believe. That's
Cold your Harding. Shot at a title.
No, actually, the
triple threat match.
No, actually, it's going to be a tag match. Me versus, hopefully, Tigre will be able to wrestle by then. Okay. Because I don't know if you saw on Facebook, they family posted up a video of them attacking Tigre.
What?
Yep. So I'm unclear if he's ready to wrestle until then. But do you need to
borrow this?
Yes, I'm definitely going to borrow that.
It's yours.
Yes. Awesome. Oh yeah. Even splinters can be man, done. It's a
dirty bat.
Oh gosh, but yeah, I'm supposed to go up against the family also. I believe.
I can't wait to see that.
James Morgan and
yep.
And Drew Dillon.
Yep. You know which way I'll be cheering.
Oh yeah. So hopefully Tigre will be good enough to wrestle on that day. If not, then I guess I'm going at it alone.
Fantastic. Ton of fun. We'll be at both the events, February 1st and February 2nd. We'll be covering a lot. I'll make sure I stream that one live.
Yeah.
So people can watch the Panda Style in person.
Oh, yeah.
Ivan, been a genuine pleasure having you on the show, sir.
Thank you so much.
Can we get you back on?
Yeah, for sure. Just let me know.
We're going to be following up after your matches, too. So you're going to have to come on and give us another spot.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? All right. So for our people at home, though, one last thing. Where can they find you? Want to follow your stuff?
Facebook, just look up Panda Style, Eric Only.
Absolutely.
And Instagram at PandaStyle_EO.
That's right. And we'll be dropping all those links when we post this stuff. And one more time, Ivan, a.k.a. Eric Only, King of Panda Style.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for being on Double Up, man. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much.
Peace.